Welcome to On the Field Podcast. My name is Rakib Alam, and today we're going to be talking about the impact of young football players playing football.
So many youth football players have been having head diseases as they get older. Scientists have been having many cases of players having head injuries.
Pranav, tell us more about what you know about injuries in football.
One case of this was when a Georgia high school football player got hit hard in the head during the game. Then he walked towards the bench and collapsed on the floor and sadly died in the hospital a couple days after.
That is very unfortunate. Football can lead to these horrible accidents. Let's hear from a football player that is 14 years old. Matthew, welcome.
Yeah, so bro, I got them concussions when I've been playing the football. It really hurt me, so I quit to become pro Fortnite guy, homie. Yeah.
Okay then, my dude.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me out here, bud. Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, moving on. Let's talk more about this controversial sport.
Football is extremely dangerous. Is football even a sport? Who came up with an idea to get players deadly injuries that can cost their life?
Whoa, chill out, my dude. Oh my god, why do you hate this sport so darn much?
Because tens of thousands of people every year are injured. Every year, people are severely hurt in many different ways, which can lead to life or death situations. According to the New York Times, the most commonly reported injury in youth football are fractures, sprains, strains, and contusions and concussions. The rate of fractures have been the most consistent between studies, with 27-35% of reported injuries being fractures. Injuries with more subjective diagnostic criteria, such as sprains, strains, and contusions, have suffered from more variability in reporting, with 9-69% of reported injuries being sprains, strains, and contusions. As these players age, being injury prone increases.
Wow, okay, I didn't know all of this. That is very interesting. Can you tell me more about this football and how it's a very, very bad sport?
Contusions.
We've had a number of deaths around the country of kids who had a head injuries from tackle that have led to death. And of course, the worst thing that anyone could ever imagine. There is also an unknown cause of death where kids play and die from cognitive problems. And they are unaware of this. The most common being an enlarged heart, but some conditions are difficult to pick up on different preseason physicals.
Huh. Ooh, this is shocking. Thank you for informing us on your point of view. Ben Afrikandu Omolu is a Nigerian-American physician, forensic pathologist, and a neuropathologist to discover and publish findings of chronic traumatic encephalopathy in American football. Even a movie was made about him called Concussion. Be sure to watch it. Bennett, welcome.
Last month, researchers at a Boston brain bank studied 202 brains donated by the families of deceased football players at all levels. Nearly 90% were found to have CTE to some degree, including 110 of 111 NFL players.
Bennett, what do you think about the NFL's involvement with this research?
I don't attack the NFL. I shouldn't. The NFL is a corporation. This is a free market. What do corporations do? They try to make money by selling a product or service. The NFL is not in the business of healthcare. It is not a research organization. If you think the NFL is not doing anything, well, what do you expect? They're in the business of making money. The issue is the parents.
Good to know. I totally agree with you on this one. However, the NFL is trying to make the injury situation better. Within the last few years, they have been making different and personalized things to fit different players' body so they won't get hurt. Here is Roger more about how the NFL is trying to decrease injuries.
Hello, thanks for having me on. Today I would like to address how our corporation is trying to make a change to the future generation. The NFL has made 47 rule changes since 2002 to protect players, improve practice methods, better educate the players and personnel of concussions, and strengthen the league's medical protocols. The NFL deploys 29 medical professionals on the sidelines of each game.
Nice! Who is your favorite player?
Obviously, it has to be Tom Brady.
Leave right now! That will close our show. And remember, if you like Tom Brady, then you're being an Ariana Grande! So don't.